Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? We're back with another episode. You know, Lee and Keys, Real Talk. This is episode number 34. You know, we've been doing a lot of broadcasting this week because it was technically the first week of summer, at least for me. My brother Lee's not here. He's not here this afternoon, but I got a special guest host, my boy Rodney from Stuff Talk Session on YouTube. Go search Stuff Talk Session on YouTube. Check out his show. And, you know, we about to get into it because I went to a dope event, very, very dope battle rap event yesterday. Probably it was like 10, 15 minutes from where I live out here, right in Boston. So I'm about to break that down for my boy Rodney. What's going on, brother?
What's good, man?
How you doing?
I'm okay. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get the pay-per-view, so I'm just going to go with based off you. I've heard some good things, though, but, hey, man, I'm going to go up based off what you're saying.
Did you know anybody that was in the building?
Did I know anybody that was in the building, though? No, I'm not that connected.
Okay. So like people you know got the pay per view and stuff. I'm wondering like how it looked on pay per view.
Oh well, at least from the clip that I seen on YouTube that KOTD dropped to promote the pay per view, it looked good. So as far as the visual, because I've a kind of recording, but it should be. Should look good on pay-per-view, and it should look really good when it drops, maybe in a month or so. Well, those battles drop in the orderly fashion that KOTD does.
Yeah, they usually have the release schedule and stuff like that. Bro, you know what's so crazy about it is that, before the event, somebody told me that this event was the reason why they did Blackout Edition is because they're not doing Blackout in Canada this year. So this event was basically the that's why they called it Black Mass. They wanted it to be, it's Blackout format, but it's a mass event. So I don't think I don't think there is a Blackout this year.
Well, hey, as long as they have world domination, it should be good.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because, you know, everybody, well, not everybody, but like a good handful of people, I mean, at least like, And me and my brother always say, because like we didn't go to the first one the first massacre event we didn't go. The one they had Pat Stay and Calico, we weren't at that one. But then when they had Hollow and Pat Stay battle, we were at that one. Then last year when they had Big K and Pat Stay battle, we were at that one. And they had the surprise Hollow and Sasha battle, that was the same card. And then we were at this one. So we've been the last three consecutive massacres. I mean, and we always say, like, me and my brother always, like, say to each other, like, yo, this has got to be the best crowd. Like, we always say, like, best crowd in battle rap. And I know that's a big, I know that's a big thing to say. But, like, honestly, I thought that was just, like, our opinion, like, between me and him. Like, yeah, this is the best crowd. But then, like, people could say, some people would be like, oh, that's the best crowd because, like, you were there for it. Like, a lot of crowds are going to see him lit, like, when you're in the building. But nah, bro, it wasn't even us. It wasn't even just us this time. I mean, Bishop Brigante regarded this crowd during the event, like told us, yo, y'all the best crowd in battle rap. He said that like all night. He probably said that like a good 20 times throughout the night.
Well,
he was like, y'all the best crowd in battle rap.
That's a debate because we had a lot of great crowds, but as far as like the recognition Boston fans have, they've been had it. You trust me, Jay Black has given them love, Vida Fly has given them love, Champion. A lot of battles that were in there, they've been giving Boston love since the first mass event with the Calico and a Paste card. Trust me, Boston has been getting love as far as the crowd participation.
And you know what's what's funny about it is I was talking because they have 413 Battle League for out of Holyoke, Mass. And that was they held the first massacre was out there in Holyoke, Mass. And I guess the reason why they had it out there was because the battle scene is big out there. Not even just like support, like fans, but like there's a lot of like active battlers out there. Like there's a lot of I don't know what to call it. There's a lot of battlers out in Holyoke, I guess. A lot of low level. I mean, 413 Battle League. There's a lot of people that they brought it out there. But I mean, it seems like that. I don't know. It seems like Boston out this way. I mean, Worcester was last year. That's not really near me at all. That's kind of like a far stretch. That was like an hour and a half drive. That's like nowhere near where I live. I mean, this. But like Cambridge, Mass. Like actual Boston, like that's like outskirts of Boston kind of thing. You know, it's like right in there. That's the crowd that would talk. I mean, Mass 3 crowd, yeah, was good too, but that actual Boston crowd is like where it's lit, like Mass 2 crowd and this one. But actually, this crowd wasn't, I was kind of disappointed in this crowd. I mean, like the support and like the hype, it wasn't dead. Like I wasn't like disappointed because like people just weren't excited. It was, like I see some crowds on camera, and a lot of battles you can't tell really what the crowd is like. Like a lot of like big stage URL battles, like sometimes I can't even because they don't really show the crowd that much. So I can't really tell what's going on. I mean, I can hear the Don DeMarcos and stuff like that, but like I can't really tell like. Really what the crowd is at that time because like just the way that it's edited. So but of course like if I was in the building I would have a better idea. I mean I'm sure it's lit, but I'm just saying that like this crowd, they weren't dead. Like there was high energy the whole time. Like people were reacting even in the main event. Like when Head Ice and the guy Nems got on there, the building lit back up. And like usually by the main event of a card, like the crowd is tired, and like rightfully so, it makes sense. Like you've been standing up for like 8 hours, you know, you just watched like 6-7 battles, and you know, depending on how long the rounds are, like you've been waiting there a good amount of time, and then not even to mention the wait time in between, and then the intermissions that they do, and waiting outside in line, and all that. So, I mean, it's always a long day, but the crowd definitely lit back up. I was disappointed. The thing I was disappointed in is because. Man, people just kept talking the whole time, bro. Like, it was killing me.
I hate those.
I feel like it was after every battle. Like, Organic or Gully TK or just, like, people in the crowd or, like, security, like, telling people, hold it down. Like, always had to tell people, hold it down, bro. And then right before the battle, like, I don't understand, like, people would go to events. Yo, it ain't like a social gathering. You just go there and fucking have a party, man. There's live entertainment going on. People are trying to listen and watch this shit, especially when it's based on lyrics. We want to be able to hear the lyrics, not listen to you talking while we're watching it. Like, I don't understand why people go to events to just talk and not pay attention, like, and get, you know what I mean, get drunk and be stupid. Like, there was even, like, almost a fight in the crowd, which, like, that had me, like, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, y'all serious with this? Like, get out of here, man. Like, this is
that might be one of the first times ever.
First time what?
Like, a fight might have broken out in the crowd. Not actually breaking out, but a fight might have broken out in the crowd.
Yo, it was legit, like, right next to where it was pretty much right where I was standing at. Like, my brother, like, we were standing, like, right behind the VIP section, which was really small as it is, but, like, the fight, it was close. Like, there was, like, some girl that just, like, she, like, said excuse me, but she just kind of, like, you know how people say excuse me, but they don't even really wait. Like, they don't even give you time. Like, they just say excuse me. Like, they kind of just, like, they'll brush your shoulder. They kind of just walk through you while saying excuse me. She kind of did that. Like, she seemed like she was in a rush somewhere, and she kind of just, like, it kind of, like, pushed me to the side, and I was like, oh, damn, like, I wonder, like, I kind of looked over, like, damn, what's going on? Like, I wonder why she was rushing up, because I hadn't even seen this girl, like, in the building or in line or at all. I was like, who even is that? And then this other dude, like, came out, like, right behind her, and then I kind of just, like, moved out of the way, and I'm just looking at him, and and it looked like they were arguing. And I think it was like the dude, like the girl's boyfriend or something. And then this other dude came out too. This big dude came out, and then because I had kind of like moved back into place, and then he kind of his shoulder like he like bumped me, and I was like, damn, like these dudes are like, it was like pretty close. I don't know. They might have actually like there might have been a fight. I just didn't see it because like there was a lot of stuff. Like those people came up, they walked up to where I was standing at, and then this other dude was like in his face, and then something like having to do with this girl, and then he like grabbed him, and he's like, "Yo, we gotta go." Like he was like, "Come on, we're gonna go have a talk, me and you." And he like grabbed this dude. It was just weird, bro. It was a lot of extraness. Like no matter what, it was a lot of extraness. And then all of a sudden, that was the last I saw of them. Like the dude was like, "Yo," he was like, "Come on, bro, we're not doing that." He's like, "You're not doing that." Like me and you gonna have a talk, and he like grabbed this dude like by his neck. Like he didn't like pick him up, but he kind of like did like a big brother hand like to the back of his neck, and he's like, "Come on, bro, we gotta," you know what I'm saying, kind of like that. And he kind of like walked off with this dude, and then the girl like slowly like fall behind, and then I never seen them again the rest of the night. But like there was one point during shortly after that, probably like not even an hour after that, that something was like going down, like because the crowd, like the venue was like medium sized, but like, and the room, like it's not like a huge area, but the room like goes back pretty far. Like there's room for like a lot of rows, you know, like a small building, but it has length like inside, like it goes deep back. The room like has a stretch, and the crowd, like I turn around, like I just see mad rows of people, but something was going down. I was paying attention, like obviously face forward to the battle that was on. Honestly, I think it was during Chilla Jones and Iron Solomon's battle. Chilla Jones and Iron Solomon. I think it was. Yeah, it was either that one or if it was during Matt Hoffa and Real Deal's battle. It was one of those two because those battles happened.
We got to talk about Matt too.
Yeah, bro, we got plenty of time. I'm gonna get into that, but those battles happened back to back, and it was during one of those battles. I'm pretty sure that like. I think I seen Math, like for some reason I feel like I remember Math looking out, like he was on stage and he kind of like looked out like past where I was at, like those people walked to the back and there was something going down like in the back of the room. I don't know, like maybe those dudes fought or like something like broke out, something happened. I couldn't see it. I really didn't even care because I was really trying to just see the battle, but I definitely seen, I thought it was Math like looking out like something was happening. And there was, like, a pause, but then they got right back into it. So, and also, it's funny that you mentioned the world domination thing because towards the end of the event, Bishop Agante was on stage, and he was like, damn, this really is the – he was like, y'all really the best crowd in battle rap? We might have to just talk to Organic about moving world domination out to Boston this year. And the crowd was lit, bro. He was like, how would y'all feel about that? We'll have world domination out here. And then he's like – And then he, like, looked over at Organic. He's like, yeah, how would y'all feel about that? And the crowd got crazy, bro. And Organic and Gully was, like, laughing. And I'm like, damn, maybe they don't consider it, but Bishop's getting people hype out here, making us think they're going to do world domination out here, too. Because we used to get one event per year. Two events, the more the merrier.
That would be dope, because I definitely do like Boston's crowd overall. Like, especially, it's not even, like, one of those crowds. Because we know in King of the Dot, like, especially in the Canada crowds, like, most jokes will land the hardest. But, like, when you hit, like, a hard bar, well, nowadays, in the recent years, you didn't get too many of reactions from the crowd. Like, for example, not even Cortez and Head Ice. Loso versus Gems at Blackout last year. Like, they were saying some bars, but the crowd wasn't into it that much. But when you watch Cortez and Ars, while Cortez barred, Ars is making hella jokes. Some not even making sense. No shots to Ars, though. But the crowd is laughing and going crazy for it. And it's like, how does this make sense? So and the difference between that crowd and the Boston crowd, the Boston crowd, they love everything, the overall package, from the pin to the joke to the creativity. like if you think about pin wise, you can look at Daniel Myers versus Joe Knox. That was mostly pin. Half of the stuff I still can't catch, but the crowd caught it. Same for Mickey Fast's performance against Daylight last year. That was in Boston too, right?
Well, it was in Worcester, Mass. It was in Massachusetts. It's not really. That's pretty far from Boston, but yeah, it was out here.
But in that area, either way,
yeah.
Those guys, the fans, they were catching damn near every line, and even if they weren't losing their mind, they were going, "Oh, okay," and it was majority of them saying that. So, I think the Boston crowd will be perfect for everybody that's there, for any person that they book on that card. So, if they do World Domination on that card, I think that would be cool, at least fan wise. Now, overall, I don't know, but we'll have to see. Because the last World Domination that we've seen, battles wise weren't the best, but fan wise it was even worse because Cortez was actually saying some lines, and for him to not even get reaction, that's like, well, damn, dog.
Yeah, I remember watching the footage back from, well, especially that title match. It was bad, bro. That crowd wasn't even into that battle at all. And, man, like, we always say, like, don't judge the battle off the reaction. Like, listen to the bars and, you know what I mean, judge for yourself. Don't just say who got more reaction. But, honestly, the reaction, like, is to encourage the battle. Like, I feel like if the crowd, it's similar to a concert. Like, if you go to any concert, you go to the entertainer, whoever you're watching, like, they might be doing well performing, but if the crowd is lit too and the crowd is encouraging them, it's going to be even better. So, because you're giving them that confidence and that respect, you know, and you're letting them know that you're listening and paying attention, because they know that people are coming to events, turning up and everything, but they appreciate to know that, all right, these people are really listening and they're appreciating, like, the work that, because dudes, you know, male and female, they put a lot of work into it. So, I mean, Boston, we definitely appreciate, like, even if we react to, like you said, it's different pieces of things. Like, we might not get the bar, but we appreciate the performance and the effort and the aggression and the style and the creativity, like you were saying. Like, we react to different forms of what they're doing. It's not just about getting the line every time. It's about a piece of what's going on. Regardless if it ain't even a hot line, we're still – We're like last night. Even if I was a bigger fan of the opposite, you know, whoever was on, like when Matt Hoffa and Real Deal was on, like my brother's a big fan of Real Deal, and I'm a big fan of Matt Hoffa, but Real Deal had some room shakers. Like he was having some lines in there, and I was encouraging. I was bigging up Real Deal to the max. Like I was reacting to his. I didn't care. Like I'm not biased to be like, oh no, I'm not gonna react to it. Like if it's fire and I don't even not a fan of them, I'm still gonna give them love.
I think the best part about the Boston crowd, like you don't get heckling from them often. Like I think the only time that they actually booed somebody
was
Daylight against Mickey. Besides him, but that was a boo that he deserved. Besides him,
yeah.
Like, you go to other events, there's some events that they're booing just because, or they're heckling, like DNA versus Enes. Like, DNA did a freestyle. It probably didn't land much. It was okay freestyle in the second round, and the whole crowd booed him just because. Enes was like, yo, we don't need all that. And even if the freestyle wasn't crazy, like it wasn't like boo worthy. And they were booing just because John, you see most of his battles on the big stage in URL, they're heckling. Av versus Shotgun Shug, Av kept getting heckled. How the Don versus Tay Rock. Hollow rounds had to stop because of the crowd at times. Like You don't go on him? Like,
yeah, they weren't showing him love. They weren't showing Hollow much love in that battle. He couldn't really even get his stuff off. Like, if he was saying something, and then if it didn't land, like, the way, like, if he overperformed the bar and then it didn't actually land, it was hard to tell if, like, if it was the bar that, like, it was hard to tell, but, like, if the bar was better, like, it was hot, and the crowd, like, disrespect towards his whole, like, setup was dumbing it down. Because if that was a different, you know what I'm saying? If he said some of those lines, like, in Boston, we probably would have reacted, and we would have showed him love anyways because of the performance and other elements of it, like I was saying. Because we don't just hate on somebody.
He did great in both of those Boston battles that he had. The past day battle, I really enjoyed his performance. And even though the one round, the Hollow battle, I mean, the Disaster battle was really good.
Yeah, he was comfortable in there. And like, when there's a new guy, like, even if we're not familiar with or somebody who, like, maybe, like, if you think, like, if, you know, because people out there, like, they're watching all the leagues. Like, people in Boston, like, they don't just watch King of the Dot, but, you know, they come out for it. Like, there was a couple people that I met in line, and they were from Rhode Island and New York, and they went to Summer Madness 2. They were at the Summer Madness 2 event, and I was like, damn, that's a crazy event to be in the building for. Say that you were there. That's pretty wild. So, and then they were showing love.
Which was why the last time, the first episode that you did this summer, when I was talking about real battle rap fans know a pitch to every league. Well, not exactly every league, but every league that is adding to the culture. You see RBE, they're doing great right now. They just announced that they got King Los to do a battle against who we don't know yet, but that's a big deal. And real fans would have been supporting RBE even before this Mook card was even a thought. And not just RBE, Bullpen, even though Roz had good points about UW, at least the battles that UW has booked, they're supporting them. Don't Flop Its Arms, Black Ice Its Arms, et cetera. Like, all these battles, as long as the great battles are getting booked and are happening, that's all that should matter. But I understand URL is the, if it ain't on URL, it don't count. But at the same time, like, we're getting so many battles, great battles outside of URL, as well as great battles that are on URL. So it shouldn't be like URL the only battle that's providing you guys content. URL number one without question. There's a reason why people are fighting so much to get PGs or trying to be on that URL stage, et cetera. But at the same time, it's like, why should I I almost lost my point. My head hurts. Where was my point? I'm trying to go. Like, I was on fire. My head started.
Well, you were talking about you were talking about UW and how Rise made that good point about UW last time, but still how they've been putting on big battles and people have been showing love. That was the last thing. That was what you were just at.
Yeah, like, I was going to a point with it though. But you were talking about the fans with that was at the SM2. Those are real battle rap fans because they pay attention to everything. They're not just watching a certain league like, yo, I'm loyal to this league. Only this league's the one that matters. No, battle rap matters. If URL is the only place that counts, then how come Mook is agreeing with RBE to do this battle? How come Lux agreed with freaking Arse to do the Hollow battle or the Arse battle on UW instead of URL? How come DNA taking battles everywhere every week? How come even though Twerk's stock is skyrocketing, he's battling on small leagues recently? You see my point going. Even though URL is
the
best league. It shouldn't be the only league that matters. So, yeah, that was the point I was making. There we go.
Well, you know, I think like some of the biggest battles that have happened like in the past like 5-6 years haven't been on URL. Not saying that they don't have big battles, they have plenty, but it's just that some of the guys that people swear like are part of that, like part of that, like, you know, loyalty brand, like the Hollow and Lux battle wasn't on URL. That was one of the biggest battles. And then the, like you said, the Lux Arsenal battle wasn't on URL. That was one of the biggest. Then when Tay Rock went to UW and battled Arsenal, that was a really big battle, and that wasn't on URL. And plus, like somebody like Tay Rock, who you only really see on URL, and the same fans will mention him when they make that argument, and be like, oh, well, Tay Rock, like you only see Tay Rock on URL, but it's like, but he didn't mind crossing over.
He did too. And Rock is the face of URL. Even he battled on UW a couple times. He was,
hey,
I remember he was in the interview talking about, he was in talks of going to Don't Fly, but the only reason why they didn't do it because there was an agreement that on his contract that he didn't agree with. So, but either way, you see where I'm going on my point. Like, just because it's the best league, it shouldn't be like the only league that matters. Even though the National Football League is the biggest league, but like people are also watching the Canadian football. They're also watching flag football games, et cetera. Not everything is just about the NFL, especially they want to see football. If they want to see games, if they want to see action on that field. But that shouldn't be the NFL. Might have the most talk, but that shouldn't be like the most focus. It should be about football. Wow, that was a good one.
I think that definitely just translated. That was a good analogy right there. But like my last thing I'm gonna say on this, because I want to start breaking down the event, is like when Shotgun Shug came last year, that was his first ever battle on King of the Dot, and that was his King of the Dot debut. Well, they advertised it as his first.
They said the first battle he actually did wasn't all that good, because he battled in Vendetta 2 on the same card that Big K and Thesaurus was. I forgot who was against the whole. My computer's right here, so let me look it up. Because I know Suge was on King of the Dot before, and that was when I started watching Battle Rap. So. Let me look this up. This was the first actual battle I ever watched Shotgun Shug in. So
was it Sharon?
Give me a sec. No. Sharon was on URL later that same year. That was Summer Madness. Tycoon's X. That was the battle.
Okay.
Vendetta 2.
Yeah. Well, they did. They said it was his debut, but but like Shug, when he came, like, everybody was showing him love, like, even though, like, that crowd, like, had never seen him, like, they'd probably seen him, like, on YouTube, but, like, I know at least me, like, I'm sure, like, a lot of people in there probably never seen him live, especially, like, if they live in Mass and they're not traveling out, they probably never seen him, but, like, regardless of who was a fan of what, everybody showed Shug mad love, and Shug probably had the best performance from that card. I used at least my favorite performance from Mass 3 last year. Shout out to Shotgun Shug. That thing was fire. I want to spiral right off of that and talk about this event. Now, I can't remember. I'm trying to think of all the matchups that happened. I'm going to try and think of them in the order. All right, so the first battle, what you want me to do? You want me to run through every battle? And I'll do like a. I don't want to, because you didn't want me to be throwing you lines and stuff. You don't want to hear bars.
I want to be surprised when the battle drops. But yeah, it's your show, man. It's up to you. Either way, I know much all of the battles on the card. So.
Yeah. So the first one of the night, we were hearing the XL was in the first one, and he was the first one. Like, they had two TVs in the venue, like one on the left and right side of the stage. And they had each side, you know how like the blackout format, like they have like that little, I don't even know what to call it. Like there's like that little spin, like all the names kind of like, it like spins the names and then it lands on a name. And then you see like, that's how they announce who's battling. Like they had
that on each side. That quick Wheel of Fortune turn that they do on the camera. And they had the background with the suspense. I got you.
Right, they had something like that, and they were, so at XL. So the first battle was Mad Flex and XL, and Mad Flexel was the first battle.
Mad Flexel.
Yeah, Mad Flexel. I thought about that earlier. I was like, damn, that was a good battle, bro. That really was. That honestly. When that footage drops, that might be the best shit on footage. Like that was so good. That was such a good battle. Mad Flex came with it, and XL came with it. He always does. I love XL. I always forget that Chill Jones isn't the only one, because XL is actually from Brockton, Mass. And I'm pretty familiar with Brockton, Mass. So XL, he's from out here to me. He's not directly from Boston, but he's more Boston than anyone else. He's from in Mass. And no, so they had a crazy battle. And then the next one was Oops and Big T. Now I'm going to keep it real. Oops and Big T, like to me, was standout as the most underwhelming battle of the night. And I hate to say that because I'm a big fan of Big T and Oops. You know I had high expectations for Oops for this battle. And he was choking crazy, bro. He choked many times. And his second and third, he just couldn't get his material together, bro. And like, and Big T, he wasn't 100% Big T. I thought he was gonna come a lot better than what he did. Yeah, a lot of his rounds was more. I feel like he was moving around and stuff, and he was very, like he was very high energy, and he was kind of like. There was some aggression. He was yelling, but like, so that like enhanced his whole performance. But his bars, really though, like I was listening to the bars and like he was getting reaction and stuff. But I wasn't impressed. I've heard better lines from Big T than what I heard in that battle. And Oops had good stuff too, but he just, the chokes, bro, was just killing his whole momentum. Like he would be saying some nice lines. And then he was going somewhere with it, and then he just, you'd see him like he forgot his stuff again, and it was tough, bro. That battle was a very underwhelming battle. That was probably my least favorite one of the night. After that, who they had after that? Oh yeah, they had you listen, bro.
I'm listening.
Loso. Yo, Loso was nasty. He was nasty. I have three names for performances of the night, because I was thinking about this earlier, and I have three names that had the craziest performances of the night. And I have an honorable mention, too, but I'm going to get to that after. But Loso, yo, 10 out of 10, bro. I wasn't even a fan of Loso before this battle. I'm a big fan of him now. I'm going to be watching this stuff when it drops, because... And I'm telling you, I feel like these guys go harder when it's in Boston. And that's what I was saying about the crowd enhancing the entertainer. Like, when the crowd is feeling it, the battler goes in more. And I feel like Loso already was coming with that high energy. He already had that. And then since he could tell we were liking his stuff, it just enhanced it even more. And his confidence was even more. And to be honest, they might try and debate this on camera. I really don't think that it's a debatable battle. I think Loso beat Moneybags very, very clearly. Very, very clearly. They might try and give Moneybags a round, but I really don't think he got a round. To be generous, I'll say it wasn't a body bag, because, like, Moneybags did have some lines, like, and he didn't slack. Like, it wouldn't be a body. I would just say a 3-0 edge. Like, Loso edging every round, because he was just better every round. And it was just so complete. And he was so on point. Like, he didn't miss a beat in the battle, bro. It was a flawless performance. Like, I haven't seen something like that in a minute. Like, that was crazy. I don't even know what to compare that to. Like, that was just straight fire.
Yeah, in the pay-per-view highlight, I heard you said, like, nobody said you were dead nice just because you put ass away. Like, first of all, that line was hard. And second, Loso, because I've been watching Loso since the XL battle on the bullpen on bullpen a couple of years ago. And ever since then, I've been pretty much a fan of Loso because I've seen Loso put in so much work and consistently. Like, and he's been doing a lot of good battles recently. And this year, I think he did two battles this past year, I think. I know he battled Show Off in one of them. Now, the other one, I don't remember if he had another one this year. But he's been doing – he battled on the recent card. I forgot which one it was. Daylight. He battled Daylight this year, too. And I heard that was a good battle, too. I heard he won that Judge battle. But he's been very consistent. He's been very consistent the past couple of years, and I really think that is dope because Loso is showing that he can hang with any name that you can put in front of him. Daylight is a top end. Show Off definitely a really good end with a lot of aggression. B-Dot. A pretty good pin with a great as well as a great angler. Bad News, that damn thing was a classic. Gems, that was a good battle. I think he beat DNA. He clearly beat Jay Murder. Like Loso is a really good battler, and pin wise, battle wise, and he's stepping and he's getting better every battle, which is why I like Loso so much. And hopefully URL can stop playing games and book that man without doing the PG because I feel like he's done so much work. And compared to all the other battles that they didn't let have a PG because they were already established, it's like, well, how come Loso can't get one? Because he put in so much work, and his name is huge without URL. And he's still doing it and getting better and better every battle. And it's like, URL, right. Y'all missing out. I understand he's a Christian battler, and he said, and half the stuff he's saying about God, but he's doing great while doing it.
Yo, speaking of that,
he's
though,
a little bit more relevant
though,
to Saga, unfortunately.
Bro, he didn't have. I was surprised by this. Loso didn't have one. He actually might have had one. It wasn't even like a whole bar. It was like he had like one mention of like something religious in the battle. Like, he might have said something like a piece of a setup, but he really didn't have anything like that in this battle. And I think that's why I wasn't as intrigued to watch him. Well, I did, but I wasn't really as entertained when I watched him before because I'm not really that too big into religion myself, so I don't really care about those bars. But he didn't do that in this battle. And to me, he smoked Moneybags. And that was a nasty, nasty 3-0. I need Cortez's voice for that nasty 3-0. I think when they review it on Champion, I need Cortez to say it was nasty. That was a nasty battle.
Well, because Loso's really good.
Rod, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Yo, you heard what I said?
Nah, can you say that one more time? What's up, Rod?
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing well, man. How you guys been?
I'm pretty good.
What? Yeah, it was a good weekend. I was just started kicking off the, you know, quick run throughs of the battles that happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the Loso battle or whatever. Yeah, it just sounded crazy.
I'm gonna go through it quickly in what I just said in like under a minute. What I just said was the first three battles you had. The first battle of the night was XL and Madflex, and that was a dope battle. I think on footage, like when you see that, you'll enjoy it, and especially Madflex. Well, XL showed up, but honestly, I had Madflex winning the battle, and I think he'll have a good case for having won the battle on camp, even if people aren't fans of him, because he just had so many lines. It was hard, bro. Like, XL came with it every round, but I just felt like Mad Flex always had more every time, every round. So I think Mad Flex won that battle. That was, he was one of my performance of the night. He's like, I have like three performance of the night. I'm going to get to it, but he was definitely one of them. That, it was very impressive what he did. His first round especially, because that was the first round of the night, and it was just, yo, it lit the place up, his first round.
Keys, one sec. I don't know too much about Mad Flex. What type of bars was he doing? Was he like taking angles at XL? You know what I'm saying? What was his performance like? What was the overall theme to it?
It was kind of like a mix of a lot of things. I mean, he was very direct, and it was a lot of aggression. Like, I never seen Mad Flex is usually, he's usually like more friendly with his opponents. Like he battled like the kid Jeffrey. It was either Jeffrey or Jeffrey's friend. I forget, but he battled one of those guys before, and he's like usually pretty friendly. Like doesn't usually come with that kind of aggression. That kind of approach with that aggression to his battles. Bar wise,
yep.
I can't really describe what he was doing. Like he had a lot of. I can't really give you a good description of that. But
yeah. I mean,
he definitely,
I guess he was bar heavy though. Is your point though, right? Like he had a lot of.
Yeah,
bars,
nah, he that? Was. Yeah, he was. I mean, like once in a while, he would like have a joke thrown in there, and then like the
yep.
crowd would be laughing. Like even his jokes were hitting. Like everything he was saying was hitting. There was like nothing he said that did not hit. It was pretty overwhelming. But
that sounds
yeah.
Impressive.
I never seen such an aggressive Mad Flex. Like that was definitely because I've watched like a good handful of his battles, and that was definitely the best Mad Flex I've ever seen to date thus far. That wasn't the best XL that I've seen. Definitely not. XL was kind of light, and I was surprised. But. Might have just been because Mad Flex was so damn good that it overshined. But after that though, they had Big T and Oops, and I was telling Rodney that Big T, oh man, it was very light. Like it was a lot of performance and his bars. Like people were reacting, like his bars were hitting, but like I was listening to like what he was actually saying, and really it wasn't that crazy. Like I mean maybe
right.
You might see a couple gems in there like that. Maybe I didn't catch it. Well, I didn't understand the bar, and maybe it was fire, but, like, there really was nothing that Big T was saying that was really, like, impressive. Like, to his standards,
nah,
like, I've heard much.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going
to
be real with you. Generally, Big T, if you don't – like, generally, he's not an over-the-head type rapper, I feel like. Even when he's using his pen really well, he doesn't go overhead. So I doubt you missed anything, to be honest, bro. I feel like he was probably lazy.
Yeah, it was just a very sloppy Big T. It sounded like he was freestyling the whole battle, to be honest. That was how I feel about it. I've seen much
mm-hmm.
better rapping from Big T in multiple battles. That was a very, very weak, Big T. And Oops was choking crazy. He choked, like, many times. He choked, like, three or four times in the battle. It was tough to watch. That battle was not a good battle. That was probably the most underwhelming battle on the card. Good thing they did it so early on. That was the second battle of the night. Good thing they got that out of the damn way, because they did that at the end. People would have been – it would have killed the vibe. And it got
right.
so crazy because then after that one – well, Oops did have a fire third round, though. Oops had a fire third round. He said some crazy shit. Rodney was saying he didn't want me to release no bars, but, yo, Oops had this, like, angle about how people say that he's – yo, can I tell you guys about this angle that he did? Can I please tell you
go
about
for
it? Or you want to wait?
Man, you're recapping the event, bro. You were recapping it. Tell us.
Well, Rodney was complaining, saying that he didn't want me to give out the bars.
Nah, go for it, man. Look, you're so excited about. I'm not even mad about it. That I've been. Come on, go ahead. Let's go.
Yo, y'all are gonna like this was crazy. And like, yo, I'm white, okay, but I was bugging to the shit he was saying. He said some fire shit. Like, his angle in the third was like, directed at people saying how, they say Oops needs to be more direct. Like, his angle was talking about people saying that he doesn't get direct with his opponents, and that's why he loses. So then he had like a flip about direct from Grind Time. He had one thing about that mixed in with another thing where he said to Big T, he was like, they say I'm not the wreck. He's like, but I'm rapping with a black man rapping about black lives on a white platform. It doesn't get more direct than that. And I was like, bruh. The room is closed.
That's hard.
When you see him like perform it, it hit hard. Like, and the way I said it didn't do it much justice, but that was like pretty much one of the big, I don't want to say haymaker, but like it was a big reaction in the third round for him. And he had a couple lines. He had like some Avengers bars in there too, which was crazy. Damn. Oops, third round was wild. His third is always wild. I expected
Avengers.
Oops definitely won the third
sooner
round.
Or later.
If Big T won with that sloppy writing, you could say Big T 2-1, but Oops definitely got the third round. It was so good. Like, if you like that real shit,
Oops
it was so
stop
good.
Choking. Oops has to stop choking. Even in good performances, he chokes. Like, I remember the first time I watched Oops was when he battled Old Red on RBE. And he was doing good, but that second round, he choked. And then, as you know, those other battles that I seen, he choked. I was like, good Lord. But go ahead.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Because
it's important to address, because I think we kind of give Oops, and I mean, I'm not guilty of it. I do it, and I'm not guilty. I don't feel guilty for it, but I kind of give Oops a little bit more of a pass on some of the chokes just because we know he's doing so much political work. Because, like, right. I feel like, and I'm not saying that these other battle rappers don't have important jobs or don't work a lot. I'm saying that I kind of feel like, you know, sometimes the agenda during political campaigns and stuff, it intensifies and you can't do nothing about it. So I don't really know what type of time he has dedicated there. But I think it's about time to say, Oops, like, we'd love to see you battle, but you kind of got to – you got to lock your rounds down and your writing down. Because Roddy makes a good point. He's choked, like, three out of his last three battles at some point. And I'm glad he's a politician first and a battler second. Next, I'd love to see Oops next time, though, come down with three fully prepared rounds where he doesn't feel like he'll choke. Hollow says it best. If you feel like you might choke, you're going to choke. Like, it should really be a thought to you. That's how well prepared you should be. And I guess, like, he needs to get to that point, because I'm not even sure if we've seen a battle in the past year where he seems that confident. And I'd really look forward to that. So hopefully he can get himself in a space where he has the time and he has the commitment to be able to give us that type of performance. But until then, maybe he should take a break just to get himself situated.
And even though the political thing is true, he's been choking before that was even in the picture, which is why I brought the Old Red situation. So it's starting to seem like it's more of a deja vu thing for Oops, almost like another version of Newborn. Like, you're choking every battle. He's choking every battle. It's like, well, dog, you gotta get your rounds together. Because now it's starting to be like you have a history of it. Not saying the politics part don't play a part in it now, which I would give a little bit more of a pass on that. But, like, you got to figure that part out so you won't look bad. Because it's not like you're the only one that's, even though you did bring this part up, you're not the only one that's having, like, big jobs and still writing.
Yeah, stuff going on in that life period.
Right. Like, people have a lot of shit going on. And like I said, kind of mentally, because Oops's career is such like a socially positive type of job, I feel like we subconsciously give him that pass. Is that fair to say? Like, I feel like that's I've definitely done that. But the other thing, I mean, it like just to kind of counter what Ronnie said a little bit, I mean, just because he wasn't actively like, I mean, he could have had other political agenda shit going on preceding his actual campaign and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So
that's true.
So just because he wasn't necessarily, you know, in the middle of things, it doesn't mean there wasn't a ton of work being put into it during that time period.
Of course.
I guess that's the one thing I would say. But then it just goes back to the fact that every battler has shit going on. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I guess really at that point, we just got to say we want to see him when he's fully ready. And that's it.
Yo, speaking of that, yeah, I just remember he had another crazy thing that he was saying that, yo, I was like, man, he said, he pointed to, in his third round, he pointed to Bishop Brigante, and he was like, you see Bishop right there? He's like, when it happens to him, he's talking about opioids, and he was like, oh, like, if it happens to him, they call it the opioid epidemic. But then he pointed Big T, and he's like, if it's him, if it's us, it's the war on drugs. And I was like, shit.
That's crazy.
It was fire, bro.
Okay.
That shit was fire.
Oops is like that.
I love those angles he does.
Yeah. I like the conscious, conscious stuff he'd be talking about.
And it's not like it's here we go with the same story all over again. Nah, he makes it fresh and new every time he does it, which is why I still do watch Oops when I see his name on a battle or on a card. So shout out to Oops, man, for being consistent with not only the pin, but angle-wise, too, because not everything is about pin. That's what's wrong with new battle rap today. They all think it's about the punchline and the pin game. Now you got the overall package. Hitman barely has a pin in his damn cell, but he is still being requested to battle Tay Rock or to be on the Noma or some of Madness, et cetera. But I'm glad that Oops understands that that's more than just having a great pin.
Yo, so moving on from that, after that one, they had I think it was. Damn. Oh, who they had? Oh, did I say Loso? Yeah. They had Loso.
You already talked about him.
Well, yeah, before he came on, but I just wanted to tell him that Loso, I don't even fan of Loso, but I'm a fan of him after seeing that performance, and I think he beat Moneybagg clearly. And for me, it's a 3-0. And I'm not saying it's a body bag because Moneybagg was trying, but it just wasn't enough because Loso was too damn good. And his performance, his thing was impeccable, and I give it a 10 out of 10 rating. And that Loso was a fire fucking – that was a fire Loso, and he's going to get more shots out of that performance because that was nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty battle.
Keith, can I say it real quick?
Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Yo, not Loso. Moneybagg has been kind of disappointing me the past couple years because before the URL opportunities, he was battling against B-Magic, Sia Boy, and both of those performances were really good, all three rounds. Now he battles Young Cannon and battle Prez on URL. They were decent, but it wasn't great. And
well, if you remember, cut you off, and I'm going to let you go back. I'm going to let you jump right back to it. But if you remember, what really got him those shots wasn't as much his RBE performances. I think that it was at, wasn't it his Massacre performance against Passwords that kind of
I think Pass too.
Because he 30 he like 30 pass or 2-1 pass and what
even
was really, like pass was good and pass was good facts, and I think that's kind of what got him the URL look. So yeah, continue with what you were saying though.
Yeah, but even with that point, even before the pass battle, either way, The battles that he was doing before he got on URL were really impressive to a lot of people. But once he got on URL, we didn't know what happened. Even on the double impact, it was like he was the weakest link out of the team. Sway 7 was damn near carrying the team before it turned to a Royal Rumble match. And then even though I'm not saying that every single line he's doing is trash, but it's not like Haymakers of like he was before he even got on URL. Not saying this was URL battle too, but I don't know what happened ever since he got booked for URL. It's like he's been on a decline as far as stock wise and interest wise in the battle.
What'd I say? Three battles. So you had three more, and then the main event. So the next one they had. They had Enes and Thesaurus battled after that. And that was a funny battle. Enes is my honorable mention for performance of the night. He don't get an actual performance of the night. Yeah, nah, Enes was, yo, his shit was so funny. Like, you're gonna be cracking up at that battle, because he said this one thing, like, about, he said, like, Thesaurus's face looks like a coffee cake. Oh, bro.
Yeah, I saw that in the Pimp My View trailer.
Yo.
That was hilarious. And the cheesecake thing.
You were dying.
And that cheesecake rebuttal was crazy from Thesaurus.
Yeah, he was like, if I'm cheesecake, you had to, like, walk up far to get it or something like that. Yeah, that rebuttal was good. But, yeah, that battle was dying. Thesaurus at first was pretty nasty, and then after that, Thesaurus got lighter and lighter as it went on. And then, I don't know, because I feel like Inez never has a bad round, so it's kind of hard to say that he lost, but I don't know. That battle was aight. And so going from that,
after... He's enjoyable to listen to.
Exactly. He's so, yes, his rounds, like, and he just looks like it's so easy. So, like, it's hard to say, like, damn, Inez lost that round, because, like, other dudes look like they're trying mad hard, like, to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he gets that look, and it looks like he's just chilling up there, like, just having fun, so... I don't know. After that
Sometimes it depends on who he's going against. Because even though my favorite battle ever from E-Nest is the B-Magic battle. Even though E-Nest
is
great,
same.
I feel like B-Magic won that battle pretty clearly because he had more haymakers than E-Nest did to me. Now, which rounds, I can't really tell you, but I feel like Magic won. But overall, that battle was overall entertaining because it gave me that old feel with just the flow-wise and rapping. From both of them.
It was dope seeing him, for real. They had, after that, they had, I want to save time, because when I talk about this main event, it's going to take me a while, and I might get a little crazy, because it was a crazy main event. So, all right, so the next two they had, I knew they were going to do Chilla Jones versus Iron Solomon. I just knew that was going to be the one, because why not those two pens, why not have that? And that was a really long battle. Like, that was kind of hard to watch. Like, there was a lot of bars, and, like, the reaction, it just took mad long. Like, it was like a 45-minute battle for no reason. Like, I'm pretty sure they had two-minute rounds. How does it take 45 minutes? It was literally, like, probably 40 to 45-minute battle. It felt like forever.
It's like a big stage URL
battle. The past two battles. Yo, it was too long, bro. I couldn't deal with it. Like, they lost my attention.
Yeah.
Chilla definitely. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No. I want Keith to finish his thoughts. I apologize. Finish up, Keith.
Yeah. So in that one, I haven't really been breaking down the rounds for these battles. I told you, Loso 3-0. But other than that, this battle, I can kind of see. Chilla Jones, I think, definitely got the first round, because Iron Solomon's first was just way too light to beat what Chilla came with to open up the battle, because he knew he had a big opponent. And then the second and third rounds are both really debatable. Iron started cooking. Like, Iron's second was fire. Like, Rise, I sent you some quotes from that. Like, that was just fire. And then the third round, he had a couple lines about the Rum Nitty battle, and it was just crazy. And then the third round, too, he had, like, I forget what he was talking about, but his third round was wild, too. So I think Chilla got the first round, but the second and third are going to be debatable. That's going to be a debatable battle on camera. By the time everybody gets through the hour to watch it, then they'll have to play it back again, because there's just a lot of lines in there, a lot of stuff. Chilla definitely, you could say Chilla debatably beat him, definitely, but I don't know. It's a hard battle to call. I was surprised with Iron. He didn't have much conviction with his bars, and that's what I was disappointed in. It just didn't. He didn't seem like motivated. He didn't really seem hungry like in the battle. He had like certain flash moments where it was like, damn, like if he came like this the whole battle, like he might have cooked Chilla Jones. But like he just didn't have those moments very often. Like in the second and third, he had those flash moments. Like in the rounds, like it was pretty consistent, but. The biggest moments, like, were few and far between. And Chilla Jones just had he came with three rounds. And Chilla Jones, like, so he'll definitely make a good case to have one of that on camera. After that, they did my brother had talked to Real Deal before the event even started, because Real Deal is, like, one of his favorite guys.
We
got to
talk about this.
Yeah, he talked to Real Deal, and he had asked him, like, when he was going on. And Real Deal was like, told him, oh, you're going to have to wait a while. So we knew from the jump that we were going to have to wait, but we didn't know it was going to be the last battle before the main event. Huffa and Real Deal went on the last battle of technically the card before Head Ice and Nems. That was like, that was weird placement for that battle, but they actually had a really good battle. And by the way, Rodney, we were talking about this. I knew I was going to have to let you know that whether Huffa did well. I think he did good. He did good. He didn't have any, there was no chokes. He didn't get, Real Deal was coming with some angles that you would have expected him to come with. Ones that he probably thought would get under Matt, what ones he thought would have got under Matt's skin. And he really didn't even face him. Like, he looked like he just really, like, was having a good time. He was focused and he was happy. Like, he was comfortable up there and he was unfazed by the angles that Real Deal had. And it didn't fuck up his rounds. You know, he didn't get emotional, like, no smoking cigarettes on stage or anything like that. So,
thank goodness.
Math had like a he had like a Goro line, like some Mortal Kombat thing. Then he had some the Zorro line before that, talking about nice with the
real
blade.
Quick,
you think me and Zorro
quick,
twins?
Before you go, shout out to Zorro too. Did Math use any race comments? Any race angles?
I don't remember anything like that. No, not that I remember.
I hope not, because that angle is getting so drawn out after a while, especially if certain. Unless certain people are doing it, it started to get out of hand when we see one race go after another. Then the race card is like, what you know about getting arrested? It's like we got that from that guy when he battled the same guy, and then again and again. I'm getting tired of that. Unless it's B-Dot. Maybe Lux, maybe Oops, or maybe a couple others I can't think of at the moment. I'm getting tired of hearing those race angles. So hopefully, Matthew, if you can't remember, maybe it probably didn't happen. I didn't hear anything about that angle happening, but I hope it didn't. But go ahead.
I don't think so. But you know what, though? Real Deal had a sick Real Deal, man. Yo, Matthew was good. Like, he didn't do bad. Like, I was just happy he did good. I'm not sure that he won the battle, because Real Deal had like a couple room shakers. Like, he was having some crazy lines. So I think I'd probably say Real Deal won the battle, but like, it wasn't like a 3-0 and no shit like that. Like, I feel like it was a close battle, and Matt did good. So that I was happy about that. But Real Deal had this one line, bro, and it was wild. He said, like, y'all know how Donald Trump like said that he wanted to like arm teachers with guns in schools, right? How Real Deal is a teacher.
Oh, this is gonna be good. Go ahead.
He had a setup about that, bro. That might have been his, at least to me, his craziest moment of the battle. He said this thing about like how he was talking about how like when Math, because like Math had a couple gun lines and he was kind of going off that, and he was like, you know, when he says that, like, they look at him and it's believable. And then they look at me and, like, you know, not so much, the whole thing. But then he was like, but I know you heard that Trump is talking about arming teachers. So, like, soon, they can start believing me too. Like, you got to hear the line. Like, the way he set it up was so dope. It was just something along those lines, and it was fire. I can't remember that shit. I was so tired. But, yeah, Real Deal was dope. I can't remember the line at all, bro. Like, I'm even tempted to just buy the pay-per-view so I can watch these battles again. Because, like, that was really dope. Oh, yeah, Real Deal was dope.
I'm surprised you did.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Real Deal, all the performances of the night before I go to. All right, so my performances of the night is this. Is Madflex, Loso, Real Deal. Ines is an honorable mention, and Head Ice, yo, son, look, y'all listen, this Head Ice was crazy.
Yeah, we're here.
Head Ice was dumb fire, bro, dumb fire.
You're lying.
I was bugging. Nah,
you're lying.
Head Ice was fire, bro. He was fire. Like, I never seen it, at least for me. Like, I mean, maybe I haven't seen enough Head Ice battles, but at least for me, by far, the best head ice I've ever seen. Way better than the head ice when he battled BK. Way better. If this head ice battled the head ice that battled Big K, he would have smoked him out the building. If this head ice battled Cortez
That's some strong words, dog.
He would have smoked him out the
building.
Big K would
have hell of a performance that battle.
I didn't say he would have smoked Big K. No, I ain't saying that. I'm saying if this head ice battled the same head ice that battled Big K, like if you compare like the material, yo, way better. The motivation, way better. Like, you could tell it was it felt really personal. And, like, I mean, they seem like, I don't know what to believe, but, like, it seemed like these two dudes knew a lot about each other, or they at least talked like they knew a lot about each other. Dude, it was just three rounds of personals back and forth. The guy Nems did pretty good, too. I watched his, like, battle from way back with Marv 1 before the event, so I, like, had an understanding. And I didn't like his style going into it. And honestly, the first line that that Nems had was, like, really awkward. Like, when you watch the footage, you're going to be like, yo, I kind of feel weird right now. Like, I kind of got to go take a breath. Like, that's kind of awkward. Like, what he said was so weird and, like, uncomfortable. Like, I felt uncomfortable. And, like, there was these two dudes standing in front of me, and I literally, like,
Was this suspect? Was it a pause word?
Yo, it wasn't like, I don't know if it was a pause, but it was just like, bro, you ain't need to say that. Like, yo, he said something about, he was like saying something about like head ice's daughters. And he said like, I'll Facebook your daughters.
Oh, no.
Oh, bro.
That's an awkward moment.
Man, I was like, why did he say that, dude? That was so fucking corny and weird. Like, it was just like, man, why would you start a like cringe line? What? What did you say?
I'm sorry. Did you say Ice or Nem said that?
No, Nem said that line to Head Ice.
Said that.
That was his opening line of his round because he went first. They had Nems go first, and Nems was like complaining on stage. That was literally his first line.
He just went straight to that. Damn.
He went straight to that. It didn't even like rhyme with anything. Like that was just the line. Like, he was just like talking shit and he just said that. And it had nothing to do with his material after. Like, I don't know what he was trying to accomplish, but I feel like it was just awkward. Like, the crowd just got mad silent and everybody was just like, yo, that was mad weird. Like, I was talking to these dudes from me. I was like, yo, does anyone else feel like mad awkward right now? Like, I was kind of uncomfortable. And they were like, yeah, bro, what is this dude like? Everybody was just like mad creeped out. But, Head Ice was nasty. Like, best head ice I've ever seen, bro. Like, that head ice would just be eating people's heads off if he rapped like that all the time. It was wild.
I hope
like,
so, because his last performance weren't all that great.
Nah, dude. Yo, like, his Cortez performance, like, compared to, yo, this thing is going to blow that out of the water. You're going to be, like, shocked. Like, I hope you get the same feel from watching it on camera. I think you will, but I hope you get, like, at least close to the feel that, like, it was in the room. Because, like, people were getting tired. Like, when they did, like, Iron Solomon and Chilla, like, people were getting tired because, like, that battle was mad long and, like, it was too bar heavy and, like, people were just – it was late in the event. People didn't want to really hear that. And then, like, they did Math and Real Deal and that kind of, like, lightened things up a little bit. But people were still tired. Like, they weren't reacting really as much. But then when Head Ice and Nems got on and Nems did his first round and I was like, yo, this dude's actually nice. I was like, I didn't like his style when I watched him in the Mod 1 battle, but that round was actually nice. Like, I was shaking my brother's shoulder. I was, like, hitting him. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I was like, this dude's kind of going in right now. Like, he was kind of – I was surprised at, like, what he was able to do. Like, if he hasn't battled in this long, like, the way he sounded, I was like, yo, he sounded
how
like
long
he
ago
just
the mod
got
bro?
Out of a battle. That was way
how long
back.
Ago with the
like,
mod,
the
bro?
Footage was – oh, that was – that
well,
wasn't even –
well, that's the thing. Sometimes people can adjust to the newer era. Like you
well,
look
no,
at – Iron Solomon, you seen how long ago the Mook battle was, and how he looked when he returned against Daylight, and then how he looked against Rum Nitty, having won the battles of the year. You tell me he did pretty good against Chilla. Like Sometimes when you love the culture, you adjust to it the best way you can, if you can do it. X Factor, he hasn't battled in a minute beside that 2-on-2, and I heard he had one of the best rounds of that event. Last weekend against Jerry West, whether they had Jerry winning or not, and X hasn't battled in a minute. So sometimes when you pay attention, you can adjust to the battle world if you like the way that the battle world has their new styling. It depends, though. But go ahead.
Let me say some thoughts real quick, because I'm about to head out real quick, and I need to get the I've been here sitting thinking about a few things I want to say. So real quick, I just want to note, I want people to take note of a few things. There's battlers who show up to the car for the paycheck, and there's battlers who seem like they're on a mission, right? Keith pointed some of them out today. This is true. People who have showed up not only on this card, but who I feel right now are hungry battlers who are still striving to improve themselves so that they can not only become better battlers, but make more money later on and better monetize themselves, are Chilla Jones. He seems very hungry. Matthew Hoffa.
Matthew Hoffa. I like that.
Bro, yeah. As well as Loso, right? So I think those three battlers. I would look for big years from all of them. Math already had a big month. That shit was nuts.
Don't forget,
you guys are probably
fights, bro, 3 weeks. Three straight weeks. He might be out there for champion of the year so far.
It'd be dumb to not have him in the conversation, definitely. So I just want people to take note that battlers, if you're looking to. We can tell who wants it right now, and that's all I'm gonna say. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Head Ice, because that sounds like a fire battle. All personals. That sounds like the type of environment I'd want to see Head Ice in. Like, I feel like he's not. We don't want to see him construct the most clever triple entendre bar. I want to see him get gritty and personal with someone. So I'm not surprised by him taking that and resulted in a fire battle. I'm not surprised. Anyway, I'm a head out. Thank you guys for having me on the show. It's been good.
I appreciate you, bro. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. Follow me on Twitter at Battle and Rise. That's Battle and Rise.
Nobody cares,
Rise.
All
right. Rob.
Shout out to the show, too.
Don't follow him. He's trash. All right. I'll talk later, people. Thanks for having me. All
right, man. Be safe.
So.
But, yeah, Keith.
Yo.
Keith. All right. Real quick. Mad called out Sue Surf. Do you want to see that battle again?
When did he call out Surf?
He posted a video after the battle saying three of them things. Basically, he did good in all three battles, and now he's saying, "What up, Surf?" So back at the Mad Halva Sue Surf conversation. Do you want to see it?
No, not really. To be honest, I'd rather see Surf battle like some other people. I mean, I'd be entertained by it just because I'm a fan of both them guys. But I wouldn't want to see Hoffa take Surf right now, because Surf, like, he needs to come back and battle like other people who, because Matt's still getting back on his feet, man. Like, I don't think he needs to. Like, he did do good in three battles, but like. You could have like three fights.
I don't think he's up for it right away, but Surf is already booked for Nome, so Surf is going to get that. I think Surf wants to battle JC too, so
we'll see what happens.
Yeah. There was a couple Head Ice call outs for the chain. Actually, Math called out Head Ice in his battle, and he called him out in his battle. I heard that. It was horrible. Yeah. Math called him out in the battle. I forget. I think Thesaurus didn't call out Head Ice, but he, like, hinted at, like, making a run at the chain again. He said, like, soon to get that chain around my neck again or something like that. Like, there was a lot of mention about the King of the Dot chain
throughout the night, actually. I probably missing a couple of them. There was a few. I know there was some battles where there was no mention, like Big T and Oops, no one mentioned it. Like Mad Flex and XL, I don't think either one of them mentioned it. Like, but yo, Chilla Jones, yo, bro, Chilla Jones. Nah, you need to understand the severity of how fire this call out was. Chilla Jones had a scary head ice call out. Like when he did this call out, like the bar was fire. And like and leading up to it was fire, and then like when he said it to the camera, like the whole room felt it, like the whole venue felt it. It was crazy, like it was just a feeling in the air. It was like, yo, like when you seen him do it, and like especially with like the performance he was already in the middle of, you know, like debatably beat Iron Solomon, like yo, it made me think like, yo, maybe we do need to see that match, like maybe Head Ice Chilla Jones, maybe that we do need to see that match now. Like it was intriguing of a call out. It was intriguing enough to where you would like, where you believe it and be like, yeah, maybe we got to see that match. But man, Chilla Jones, like he called Head Ice, but then he probably was like, damn, once he seen Head Ice perform versus Nems, bro, my God, yo, I'm gonna order the pay per view just to watch Head Ice with those three Head Ice rounds because they were crazy. Like, man, he had this, like, one of his first lines, because, like, Head Ice went second. And, like, in the beginning, Nems was, like, kind of, like, complaining on stage about, like, they wanted him to go first, or, like, he didn't even want to go first, something like that. And then he was like, oh, well, if I have to go first, then it's for the chain. If I have to go first, it's for the chain. And then, like, they were like, all right, we'll just flip the coin and we'll just see. And then, like, he ended up, Head Ice won the coin toss. He picked Nems to go first. Then Nems went first. And Nems had, like, besides that, like, awkward line that he had after that, his round was like, okay, this is about to be a battle. Like, he came out swinging. Like, he was definitely, he was rapping up there, definitely. And it just made you think, like, damn, what's Head Ice going to come back with now? He's got to come, you just expected, like, yo, Head Ice, you got to have some fire coming back after that because this dude's kind of nice. But then when you've seen Head Ice come back in the, you know, what, bottom or top of the second, whatever you mean, like, after that, when you seen Head Ice come back and with his first round, you were like, ah, he's good. You were like, Ice is all good. Like, we ain't even worried. Like, he's going to be chilling in this battle. And, like, one of the lines he said, he was like, something, because, like, Nems in his first round, like, was trying to really intimidate Ice. Like, you could tell he was really trying to like, boss
Harden too
on Ice. Yeah, he was trying to make Ice feel small, like, yeah, he tried to, like, to intimidate him, like, lower his energy and stuff, you know, and like, shake him up. But then when you seen Head Ice come back, he had this line, and he was saying something about, like, oh, fuck, man. He Head Ice had this line, like saying something about, like, oh, like, you can't check me. Like, he's like, you can never check me on the stage. And he was like, you better respect the fact if I respect you. Like
I respect
like,
you.
It was just
that was
wild.
Hard.
You heard it?
I saw that in the show. That was hard. No, I saw it in the show. That was hard.
It was crazy. Like, yo, and then the whole round after that was wild, bro. Head Ice, like, in this dude's face the whole time. Like, Ice's aggression, like, you've never seen before. Like, this dude, he could have bit his head off, bro. Like, Ice was wilding, bro. Like, you could really watch that. And Head Ice, like, he might have won every round. Like, he really might. And like, Nems was good. Like, but Nems, like, he weakened. Like, he weakened. His energy went down. Like he still, well, he had energy. Like, he had, like, aggression. But I think what happened was is that, and this is true facts. This is what I really think. Like, I really watched that battle very closely because it woke me up. Like, the high energy of the battle really woke me up, so I was really paying attention. And, like, I was watching the energy through the battle, and what it seemed like happened was that Nems come out swinging real hard in the first round, and he thought he was going to be able to, like, back him down and, like, all right, I'm going to intimidate Ice, and I'm gonna get him down to a lower level so then I can really go strong into the second round. Like, I think that was what he probably thought was going to happen. But then when Head Ice was, like, didn't give a fuck, bro, and then came back with a crazy first round, crazy first round, wild aggression, talking about you can never check me on the state. Oh my God, bro, it was crazy. And I think so. From that point, I think when you see Nems in the second round, he was a lot less. Like when you see Nems, his energy went down like significantly in the second round, and like his voice really projects still. So like even though like his he sounded like he was still hype, his body language didn't really say that. You know what I'm saying? Like you could see it in his body language. Like he wasn't really as hype as he was in the first round, even though his voice represents him that way, because he has such a and like his attitude and stuff. Like it's kind of hard to like you can kind of fake. He could almost like fake his bars. Like he could like fake an attitude. Cause like that's just the way this dude walks around. And he's saying like fuck your life and stuff. Like this guy's like kind of an asshole. Like he just has that like attitude. So you would think he was on his shit. And, like, that he wasn't, like, he didn't get shook by that round. But, like, I think the round impacted him because he didn't realize that Ice was going to still come back swinging, like, 10 times harder. And then in the second round, you've seen Nems' energy started diminishing, kind of like what A-Verb said to Loaded Lux that time and when they were arguing that time outside Gnome. And he was like, see, Lux, I have the same power you got, but your energy diminishes. And that's what happened to Nems. You've seen Nems go way down. And then in the third round, it got even lower. Like, and it's not that noticeable unless you're really, like, comparing him to Ice. Like, when you see, like, Ice was consistent. He never went down in energy. Like, his first round was highly aggressive, well-written, like, for Ice. Like, dude, like, bar to bar, like, he was hitting everywhere. Like, everything he was saying was strong. Like, and it wasn't like he had haymakers. Like, he really had crazy bars. It was, like, some of his bars, but, like, it was just... Nothing fell flat. Like, everything he was saying, like, we were feeling it. And, like, we were reacting to everything he was saying. And not even really just because it was him. Like, I wouldn't have been wilding if it wasn't warranted. Like, he was bugging, bro. I need you to see this battle. Like, you need to watch that battle, bro. You got to go out there and find a bootleg or whatever. You got to do something, bro. By all means, I don't care how you watch it. I don't care if you, like, you. I don't know. You got to do something. And you got to watch it because... God knows, they might not even drop it till like July. You need to watch it before that, bro. You need to see it.
They're gonna drop it. So that might be the first battle that they're gonna drop because that was the main event.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm about to wait till like maybe like mid next month. After a couple weeks, they're gonna drop the schedule.
Yeah. So I mean, my my call for that battle is I think there's an easy case for Head Ice 3-0. You could say like a 3-0 edge. Like it wasn't a body at all. Like it was just Ice was just better every round. Like I feel like maybe like there's going to be I think there'll be some debate like about cuz like Nems did have some stuff. Like he wasn't slacking, but you could see his energy diminish, and he wasn't really as hype as he, like, portrayed himself when he first came out. Like, saying, like, when he first came out, Nems was like, I'm the champ. Like, he's like, fuck that. He's like, fuck, you know what I mean? Fuck your life. Like, I'm the champ. And this thing, like, he's like, Head Ice is a puppy or something. Like, he said something, like, the wolf is a puppy or something like that. And then, like, you know, next thing you know, like, Head Ice is just barking on this dude in this first round. And then, because they call him Nems the Gorilla, so Ice was calling him a chimpanzee. Started calling him a chimpanzee. He's like, you ain't a gorilla, you a chimpanzee. And when he said that, man, I was laughing. And I was like, yo, the battle was going down. Like, it was going downhill. Man, it was such a good battle. That was such a good main event. It was so much better than I even thought that it was going to be. Like, the crowd were disappointing me for this event, but... The certain battles which like really shined like the Mad Flex and XO, that battle really shined, and then Loso really shined, and then who else? Enes was just like dope and like mad funny, like that battle shined. Math and Real Deal had room shakers. Math was good. That battle was a good battle. That battle shined. then Chilla Jones and Iron Solomon, like, the crowd was tired, so you probably wouldn't be able to tell. I was tired. Like, I couldn't even, like, be comprehending their bars, but, like, I was still in, like, I like the fact that it happened. That battle, I think, shined,
mm-hmm.
too, when you see that on footage. When you see that on footage, I think you especially will appreciate a lot of the content in that battle. It was very lyrical. And it was a good. It was a really good Chilla Jones, too. He came with three solid rounds for sure. So, yeah, and then the Head Ice and Nems, that really shined, too. Nems did good. I'm not trying to make it sound like, but it's just Head Ice, it was such a good Head Ice that it was hard. Like, and especially because they had Head Ice go second, I feel like that's why Nems didn't want to go first, is because he probably expected that, oh, shit, like, the champ wants to go second. Like, he's probably going to try and overpower my rounds, and, like, the crowd's going to turn on me. And, like, maybe that might have been what happened, but at the same time, like, even if Nems went second, like, Head Ice's shit was so fire. Like, it was just, bro, it was just so dope. Shout out to Head Ice, bro. That was crazy. Like, if he battles the next person he battles with a chain like that, they're going to get smoked. Like, it doesn't even matter who it is. Like, they're going to get bodied. Like, that Head Ice was so good. That was such a good move by King of the Dot, like, to do that battle, because that was, like, almost like a promo battle for Head Ice. Like, that was, like, that was like a promotional, like, oh, this is our champ battle. Because, like, I think they knew that, like, the reception of the Head Ice and Cortez battle wasn't that good. Like, people didn't really, it didn't connect, like, with fans that good. And, like, the footage didn't really come out that good. So, I think they probably thought about that. And they were like, damn, we could do this and non-title match, make it, like, a promotional battle to, like, get fans, like, locked in on Head Ice again. And, let's get something that motivates him. And it definitely motivated him. You'll see it when you watch it. You're going to be like, damn, that's a really good Head Ice. Like, that's a fire Head Ice. So, yeah, bro, it was a pretty good event. I don't know what I would rate it overall. I mean, it was dope. It was dope.
Based on the way you describe it, it's at least like a 6 or a 7 overall.
Yeah. I could see a solid 7 for this event, definitely.
Okay.
I'm definitely
checking for the schedule when the battle's dropping.
Hey.
Well, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, yeah, I don't know what happened there. But, yeah, we are back to the Leah Keys Show with your special guest host-ish, Rodney Griffin Jr. If you want to check out the Stealth Talk session, it's every Thursday at 1 o'clock. If you want to hear it live, download the MFAM radio app. I repeat, EMFAM radio app. In the meantime, we were doing a recap, well, at least Keys was, doing a recap on the Massacre 4 event from Black Alpha last night. Now, what caused Keys to phone call to drop, I have no clue. But we rocking, ladies and gentlemen. So, in the meantime, I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Everything is coming through with the show, et cetera. Now, meanwhile, I don't know whether to keep waiting for Keith to just hang up the phone. Either way, I need some Excedrin badly. But I hope that was a weird dunk. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. I hope you guys are enjoying listening. I hope you guys are enjoying the discussion. To all my battle rap fans, man, we're having a great year so far as battle rap between URL, RBE, King of the Dot. Bullpen putting some work in. Like, it's so much. Keys, you back? Keys, you back, man? No, you're not back? Oh, well, yeah, back to what I was saying, y'all. Battle rap been looking really, really good this year, so I hope you guys are enjoying the culture. Keys, welcome back, man. What happened?
You can't hear me?
I can hear you now. I was saying, welcome back. What happened, man?
Yo, I was on there the whole time. I don't know what happened, but I was listening. I thought you were just – I heard something happen, and I thought it was your mic cut out, but you thought I cut out. But I was there. I was listening. I was talking. I thought you just would, you were rocking out, so I was like, all right.
Well, look, I stalled pretty good while you was coming back on, so.
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate that. You know,
anytime,
if
–
If any of the listeners don't watch Battle Rap and you watch this show to see what it was about, I highly suggest that you go
to KOTD YouTube and find the link to purchase the video on demand, VOD, all capitals. Purchase the VOD because you need to see this. You need to see this. There was some crazy things here. And if you don't watch Battle Rap, you're going to be a fan because you got to watch. There's a couple gems in there. There's a couple real gems in there, especially that main event. That was a goodie. If you watch that one, you might even just want to watch that one. That one, if you just watch the main event, you'll be a fan of Battle Rap because that thing was crazy fire.
There's a lot though that can help you be a fan of Battle Rap. So don't just go based off just that, y'all.
Of course, yeah. Don't go based just off that. But if you did want to give an example, that battle is a good example of a crazy battle. So, yo, I appreciate everybody. We pretty much ran out of time. We go a few seconds over so I can chop it up because my mic just like mysteriously went out for some reason. We haven't figured that out yet. Shout out to Rodney. Go on YouTube. Stuff Talk Session. Go check that out on YouTube. That's my boy's show. And give him the name of that app to download to listen live. Is it MFAM?
Yes, sir. EMFAM radio app. Download it, and I come on the show live every Thursday at 1 o'clock. But for your time, Keys, is at 2 o'clock. For all your time that y'all listening, y'all figure it out because we ain't got time to do the math to figure out for each and every city and state. So either way, enjoy, listen, look up on YouTube, watch, enjoy. Add your two cents in on how you feel about the subjects. Talk y'all stuff, man. Everybody's voice matters. But either way, please enjoy and support the show, the Stuff Talk Session. Please enjoy.
Yeah, definitely support that. Go get the app so you can listen live. The unfortunate part about it is that every Thursday at 2 o'clock, I'm actually in work. I usually work until around 3:30. A little later on every Thursday, so I usually miss it, the live broadcast. That's the unfortunate part about that time block for me, but I can always go back and play it back. I can watch those after the, you know, it's not live anymore, but can watch the episodes back on YouTube. So go to Stuff Talk Session on YouTube, go search that up, and you can watch them. If you can't watch them live, then you can watch the episodes back there. I appreciate everybody for listening, you know, whoever those people are, even if it's like half a person or like one person or like half a person, like one ear to it and then the other ear is like listening to music and you ain't even really listening, I still appreciate the thought that counts. And call into the show, 917-889-3251, call into the show and talk with us. And beware of tornadoes. If you go surfing in Florida, enjoy yourself, but beware, because I was reading some, you know, I went into this the last time, and I'm pretty afraid of the water, so me is like a biased thing. If I say that, I mean, it's going to sound crazy, but yeah, I don't really mess with the ocean too much, but enjoy yourself out there, and beware.
And all prayers to everybody at Santa Fe in Texas, man. All prayers to the kids' families. That was a very unfortunate tragedy. We need to figure this whole thing out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. It's terrible that things like this are just such an average thing to happen in this country. And every time that something like this happens, which is too frequent, way too frequent, it kind of brings a dialogue and people start talking about what can be done to prevent, but it's hard because every time it comes back to the same reactions and like well wishes and stuff like that. And we all want to, you know, send our prayers and stuff like that, but that doesn't, and as harsh as it sounds, that doesn't bring these people's families back and their children back. Like it, to them, you know, this happened. Like that's a reality for them. Like for us, like we just see it on the news or we see it on Twitter or on the internet or YouTube footage or something crazy. But for them, it's a reality. So I guess like one of the best thing is just to try to be the best person you can be, because we can't change the world until we change ourselves. And Michael Correct. Jackson said that, and that's one thing that I try to live by every day, is that, you know, I might not be able to save the world and fix the, you know, some of its biggest issues, like, you know, guns and gun violence. And but I can try my best to be the best me and try to put forward the values that I want to see in society. Be the change that you want, that you would like to see in the world. That's what I go by. So that's what everybody can try to do, because it's hard. Like, there's a lot of factors that go into why these things happen. And it's not just because of, you know, gun control and things like that. It's deeper than that. It's definitely deeper than that. And that's not the overall solution, because, you know, criminal acts, people find ways around, laws can only really do so much. Like, it really doesn't change things. I'm not saying that it couldn't possibly better the situation. I think it could better the situation, but at the same time, that doesn't completely eliminate the threat of it still happening, because it's always people find ways, you know, things get into the wrong hands. People find ways, and like I said, it's a reality for these people, and for us, you know, we just read about it. But if it's happened to you, then, you know, it's a reality for you too. So I don't mean to sound offensive when I say that, but for someone like me, it's Rodney, it is tragic to see things like this happening so often, and, you know, in all different states over the country. So, no, I just want to say everybody stay blessed. And if you listen to our show, thank you. If not, that's fine. It is what it is. And call up and talk with us if you feel like it. Look up my boy Rodney's show, Stuff Talk Chesson, on YouTube. Rodney, thank you for calling, bro. I appreciate you so much. Lee will
Thanks
probably be back
me.
The next time for y'all. Lee was chilling tonight, so I told him, sit this one out. I got you. And he was like, all right, fam, that's cool. So we'll be rocking out next time. Thank y'all for listening. We are over and out. Until next time, Lee and Keys Real Talk.